With What's News from the Wall Street Journal, I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York. U.S. colleges and universities received a record $46.7 billion in donations in fiscal year 2018.
Market gains really drove a lot of it. There were increases from alums, non-alums, companies, foundations. One of the other factors was the changes in tax laws. Some people tried to get ahead of the relatively recent tax changes and planned their giving accordingly.
Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn has the details. But first, here are some other top stories we're following. The clock is ticking as President Trump and lawmakers remain at odds over border security. Funding for the government is set to expire at 12:01 a.m. on Saturday. Without a deal, the nation is facing the possibility of a second government shutdown. Talks had stalled over the weekend but resumed on Monday. For the latest, head to WSJ.com or the WSJ app. Federal regulators are accusing 17 nutritional supplement makers of selling dozens of products with false claims that they can prevent, treat, or cure serious illnesses. The companies must explain to the Food and Drug Administration how they'll correct the violations, or they could face penalties from the agency. The latest government data shows dietary supplements are a huge industry. Some 80,000 kinds were sold in 2016. Smaller carriers in the rural U.S. are opposing an executive order that could ban the use of Huawei telecommunications equipment from U.S. networks. The president is weighing the order against the Chinese company, which U.S. officials say could use its equipment to spy for Beijing. The company has denied those allegations, and smaller rural carriers in the U.S. have built their networks using low-cost Huawei equipment. They're lobbying against the executive order the Trump administration is still weighing. Big automakers are raising sticker prices for pickup trucks as they add more features, including fancier interiors and amenities like massage seats and touchscreens. The latest research shows U.S. consumers are also willing to spend more. J.D. Power found pickup buyers spent an average of $44,000 on an average full-size model last year. That's more than double what consumers were willing to pay about a decade ago. Still to come, we'll have more details on the rise in giving to U.S. colleges and universities. U.S. colleges and universities banked record donations in the last fiscal year, $46.7 billion to be exact. Harvard University, Stanford University, and Columbia University landed in the top three spots on the list. And joining me now in our studio with more details is Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn. Melissa, start by telling us overall how many colleges and universities this survey takes into account. What's the scope of the group we're looking at here?
Sure. So the survey is conducted annually, and it looks at more than 900 schools. And then the people who put together the survey are able to estimate out national numbers because, well, it's the 929, thereabouts, schools are only about a third of all U.S. colleges. They represent about 80% of the gifts. So it's a pretty legitimate representation of the giving picture.
As you note, there's been an increase in giving for the past 9 years, but what drove this particular amount, which marks a more than 7% increase from the previous fiscal year, 2017?
Sure. So as you say, it's the fiscal year. So it's generally the academic year that started July 2017 going into June of 2018. And during that time, there was a pretty big jump in stock market. So if somebody says they're going to give, 1% of their fortune to a school, that 1% is worth a lot more by the end of the year than it was at the beginning of the year. We've seen some changes since then. The markets have fluctuated quite a bit in more recent months. But for this time period, market gains really drove a lot of it. There were increases from alums, non-alums, companies, foundations. One of the other factors was the changes in tax laws. Some people tried to get ahead of the relatively recent tax changes and planned their giving accordingly using donor-advised funds or other tools. Again, these are some of the wealthier people making these donations, and they have plenty of people advising them on how best to do so, both best for the school, the recipient, and for their own coffers.
So there are some Ivy Leagues, including Harvard and Columbia, up at the top here. What can you tell us about the front runners and how much of a gap there is between those at the top of the list and those at the bottom?
Yeah, there's a huge gap. I think what we see in these numbers, I've reported on this report on the survey for a few years now, is this growing divide between the haves and the have-nots. You've got some institutions that are struggling and really fighting hard for every $50 gift. You know, a five-figure gift is a huge win for them. And then you've got schools that in a single year bring in over $1 billion. So I think you've got these very comprehensive institutions, the ones at the top of the list, as you mentioned, the Ivies, the ones with national, international reputations, they're more than just undergraduate institutions. They have hospitals, they have arts facilities, they have huge research operations, large community outreach programs. So they're raising money for a lot of things. They're not just raising money for faculty and student scholarships. But there is this divide between those schools with the big names and everyone else, and that gap has continued to grow. The top 10 schools in terms of amounts they raised attributed for 18% of all gifts. That's quite a concentration of the haves and the have-nots. It's really hard to keep up.
Did this year's survey show any improvement on the part of public colleges and universities in their fundraising efforts?
Absolutely. One of the really interesting things we've seen over the last few years is that public universities are really getting more aggressive in terms of fundraising. When they used to be able to rely mainly on the state for their budgets, they can't do so anymore. It's just quite unpredictable. So a lot have taken a page from private colleges and boosted their fundraising, their outreach efforts. That's really an expectation of a chancellor of a public university now. And a lot of the bigger gifts are going to publics, again, for research, sciences, those sorts of things. They don't raise as much money as the private still, but the gains are coming faster and faster at the publics.
That's Wall Street Journal reporter Melissa Korn joining us in our studio. Thank you so much, Melissa.
Thank you.
And that's What's News. I'm Anne-Marie Fertoli in New York for The Wall Street Journal.